Our children's sermon this morning is called The Language of Love. Do you know anyone who speaks a different language? You do, Sean? Michael, who speaks a different language that you know? Your teacher? She speaks French. She moved here from France. Oh, that's neat. Asher. Oh, goodness. Asher, do you know somebody? Miss Sarah, and what does she speak? Do you know? Swedish? Oh, that's neat. Joseph, do you know anybody that speaks a different language? No? When these people speak the different languages, is it hard for you to understand what they're saying? No, well, y'all are learning French, so it's becoming easier for you. But if somebody's speaking a different language, say you're going through a drive-thru and you're trying to order food, and they start speaking to you in a different language, how do you feel? What, Sean? Nervous? Yes. Maybe confused? Maybe you're trying. If we listen really, really well at the words, sometimes we can try to make out what they're saying. You must listen carefully to what is being said and trust at some point that you will understand. If you go to another country and you come across this, you have to put a lot of trust into the people that you're either riding with or they're telling you the things, because you really don't understand what they're saying, but you have to put trust in them. When God sent his spirit to be with the people of the world, the Bible tells us that the people were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other languages as the spirit gave them the ability to speak. This happened in Jerusalem, and the people there were amazed because persons of other lands spoke to them in their own language. Can you imagine how surprising this would be if everyone in here started speaking different languages? When you came this morning, did you expect for our first part of church to be spoken in different languages? So it was kind of surprising, right? They understood each other because the God Spirit had given them the ability to do so. So say you walked in this church this morning and all of a sudden we had all these different languages and we understood it. And you knew exactly what they were saying. That's what they felt like that day. It was like the Holy Spirit was with them and they could understand all these different languages. We may not be able to speak other languages, but we can learn how to understand each other. God's Spirit teaches us to learn and to listen, trust God, and feel his love. When this happens, we are able to reach out to others, and God gives us the ability to listen and trust. God's Spirit gives us the language of love. Okay, guys? Can you say the language of love? Very good. That's what God's Spirit gives us. Okay, it's time for little lambs.